trying to remember his name. Sorry. One of the points in the thing was that in order to kill a product line, you have to be kind of ruthless. You have to be mean. You know, Steve Jobs was willing to look at a product line and say, this isn't doing enough for us anymore, so we're going to destroy it. And Tim Cook is a too nice guy. He's just not got that in him. And so because Tim Cook is such a nice guy, he's not ruthless enough to kill the iPod. Which I kind of disagree with, because I don't know that Steve Jobs would have anointed somebody who didn't have the decisiveness necessary to kill a product line to be CEO. You know, let's trust Steve Jobs here.
Yes, I think that would have been one of the, if he had a list, that would have been one of his checkboxes.
Well,
make
exactly.
Sure that was checked before he said, you've got the job.
Exactly. But he then asks the rhetorical question, you know, has there ever been a nasty person called Tim? Which I think that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
It's an interesting angle.
Can you think of, you know, an unpleasant person, a ruthless person, somebody with a killer instinct in history called Tim? Off the top of your head.
Well, my dad's name is Tim, so that I can't think of anyone nasty because I've got such a nice good dad.
Because you got such a, well, aren't you a good son? What a good son. What a you're a good boy. You're going to raise in your allowance for that. Well, I will tell you that Timothy Wilson Spencer, who was known as Tim, is more widely known now as the Southside Strangler. Killed a number of people, strangling them. And I would say that he was probably not a very nice person. So there you go.
So we should get him to be Apple CEO.
We should get him. Well, he's dead now. He is actually dead now. He was executed in 1994.
Bringing him back is only a matter of technology.
That's true. That's true. I'm sure Google's working on it. any minute now. Any minute now. We'll have the, I don't know, Google strangle. Wearable technology. put it around your throat, let it just sit there. Yeah.
No, don't worry, it's supposed to do that.
You are an interesting color now, aren't you? Look at those eyes bulge. So yes, having now established that Timothy Spencer, Tim to his friends and victims, was an unkind and ruthless person, I think we can safely say that Tim Cook will kill the iPod.
By strangling it.
By strangling it. Yep, absolutely. I used science.
And logical deduction.
Logical deduction. Oh, well, actually, that's induction, isn't it? Because one person named Tim is nasty, other people named Tim are nasty. I think that's inductive reasoning rather than deductive reasoning. Have you not studied philosophy?
No, I haven't just studied philosophy.
You should study philosophy. It's good for your brain.
I hear it's an interesting field.
It is. It is. Very interesting.
Yes.
Please write us on iTunes.
Where's my 128 gigabyte iPhone? I've been asking for a 128 gigabyte iPhone for I don't know how many versions now.
I've been asking for a 1 terabyte iPhone for I don't know how many versions now.
Well, that's never going to happen because that's going to be prohibitively expensive. Yeah. But if they can do a 128 gigabyte iPad, why can't they do a 128 gigabyte iPhone? Explain that to me. Go on.
Well, what's the capacity of the iPod Touch?
iPod Touch, 64 gigabytes.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Isn't it just?
Mm. I thought for a very slim moment there that they actually had a 128 gig iPod Touch.
No, they do not. There is no 128 gigabyte iPod Touch. There is no 128 gigabyte iPhone. There is a 128 gigabyte iPad, which is fine. I'm happy for people to have a 128 gigabyte iPad. That's terrific. Great for editing video and all the rest of it. But I want to carry around a whole lot of music.
Mm.
I really do. And I don't want to be using my 4G connection to do it. I really don't. So, gimme, please, Tim, my 128 gigabyte iPhone.
At a reasonable price.
Look, I'm fine for it to be expensive. I understand that there are economies of scale and things like that involved, that it's not going to be a cheap thing. But I want it sufficiently that as long as it's not stupid expensive, it's not as long as it's not unreasonable or unfairly expensive, you know, I'm happy to go for it. You know, this is the deal I'm offering you, Tim. Tim, you listening? Tim? May I call you Tim? You make a 128 gigabyte iPhone, and I will stop calling you the Southside Strangler.
I don't know if money isn't part of this deal.
Well, money's part of the deal in that I'll buy the iPhone.
Ah.
You know, that's a given. That's a given.
Okay, so there you go, Tim. You will get some of Matthew's money, and...
And I will stop calling you the Southside Strangler.
Now, that's a deal if I ever saw one.
You got to go for it. I don't know why you wouldn't. You'd be mad not to. You know, his surname is Cook.
Hmm.
I wonder if Tim, the Southside Strangler Cook, cooks his victims. Do you wonder about that?
Well, I do now.
You can't help it, can you?
No.
Once you know his name is Tim, it's like, well, the first thing that you think of when you think of the name Tim, you think, oh, the Southside Strangler, right? Bet he eats him.
Might sell him to butchers, too.
Sorry?
Might sell him to butchers, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to want to edit this.